Blog Talk Radio. You're stuck, Lord.
I've been here before and can't take that hurt again.
Help me.
Hard to believe in what I can see. Let me do my will, but show them better for me. You can look in my eyes and see. I wanna wake up with you, more in love with you, and finally, you will say my race, it is over and my work is through, Jesus, 'cause I believed in you.
Right, I hope everything's going well with you guys. The number here is 646-595-4311. Tonight I wanted us to discuss and talk about Sunday's Best. What do you think about Sunday's Best? For some of you out there, you know, Sunday's Best is almost a show that's like American Idol, except but it's for gospel, up-and-coming gospel artists. And it was an interesting season, and I'll say just like American Idol, you know, they people come and audition and pick the best singers. It's a little different sometimes when it comes to gospel music. However, this show is a really, really good show. It gives people who would not ordinarily have a chance to actually sing live. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight. Basically, it's basically like this. It's basically the same setup, almost like American Idol. What happens is that they go to different cities, and they pick the top. They have a certain number that they're looking for from each city, and then they go to whichever place where they're going to actually do most of the recording. And once they've gone there, then that's when the competition really, really begins. But you know what? It's in gospel, when it comes to gospel music, there are a lot of great and talented singers out there who are actually making a difference. But what happens is this. You know, not everyone gets chosen. Everyone doesn't get to have the opportunity to be selected. And I can tell you this firsthand, that I've actually done one of those auditions, and I didn't even get past the first round. You know, and sometimes what happens is this. Different judges look for different things. And I think some of it is, you know, I just want to actually say this. I think some of it definitely is driven by media. I think some things are just, I think the biggest thing is that what happens is that people go there and they pour their heart out. It's a little different when for Sonny's Best rather than American Idol, because Sonny's Best, you know, people sing about the gospel. And if you go to a church, there are many, many talented singers. But an anointing does make a difference. But in some of these competitions, people look for different things. So they had some good I think it was a very good season this year. Some people that they did turn away, I felt that they could have kept. But there's one voice that stood out to me. And the second she opened up her mouth and sang, I said to myself, I know this young lady is going to actually be the one. She has to be top three. And that was Leandria. So to see that she was actually on in the end part of that show was definitely like, wow, because she had it. You know, and the thing about it is this, gospel music is a style of music that definitely comes from your soul. Definitely comes from the things that you've gone through. It's different from R&B, you know. And the thing about Sunday's Best is being able to minister to have everything that it takes to make it in the music industry. But before we get, you know, go forward talking about this, I'm going to go to this next song. This song is from Nicole C. Mullen. It's called Brainwash. Check these words out.
I need a brainwash.
So it is G-Wright coming to you. And for those who haven't, who don't actually understand about Sonny's Best, feel free to go to sonnysbest.com. That's www.sonnysbest.com. You know, again, it's G-Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. The number here is 646-595-4311. We're just having an informal conversation tonight about Sonny's Best. For those who have seen it, you know, feel free to call in. Tell me what you really think about the show and what you thought about the people who actually won. I can say this, for most of the comments on the show itself, I think a lot of people definitely, first of all, definitely watched and continually watched Sonny's Best. That was a show to definitely see on Sunday nights at 9 o'clock p.m. They had so many great people on there. And I just have to say this. It was something that was inspiring. I think the biggest thing is this. There are some people who stood out more than others. There are some people who stood out. One of the people I said was Leandria. Another one was Elder. I always called him Elder. I didn't necessarily get his full name. I would just always just say Elder. In fact, I can tell you guys this. Go to BET.com, then click on where it says Sonny's Best. You can go to BET. You can get on there from BET. And I have to say this. There are so many great artists who have come through Sonny's Best. You know, one of the things that I have to say is this, when it comes to Sonny's Best, that gospel music is so different from any form of music that's out there. You know, so first of all, one of the things I had some questions or wondered about was how can you judge and tell, say, if someone is not anointed, or if they're anointed, or if this person is more anointed than this person, or, you know, how do you actually go about that? There's just so many different things that you can actually say about Sonny's Best. You know, what do you do? You know, what do you say about that? You know, how do you feel about that? The number here is 646-595-4311. The number here is 646-595-4311. You know, and I'm going to say this thing that a friend of mine, Mr. Odom, he just wrote, and I hope he doesn't mind me sharing this. We are getting away from the meaning of what we are trying to do, and that's win souls and to deliver. The show is to win earthly things. Money, cars, recording contracts. Where is God in this? You know, and I think, Mr. Odom, I think that's a good point. You know, because I think one of the biggest things I struggled with is when they'll tell some people, you know, you don't have it, or, you know, I guess it's different. Other competitions are just different. I guess how can you really, really judge someone and say if they're anointed? And we know when someone has a nice voice. We know that. And if you do want to reach people with the message of God, you do want to do that. And you need to be, if you're going to do music, you need to be ready for that. You need to be your best. But I guess the biggest thing for me is like, what do you do? How do you say, what do you say when it comes to this? You know, what do you do when it comes to reaching people, but you're judging them as far as this one is more anointed than this one, or this one is more anointed than that one, or this one doesn't have the look. You can sing, but you don't have the look. Let's work on the look. And, you know, and I do have to say this, you know, that the industry It's like, what's really behind everything that you do? You know, you definitely want to make sure that you're representing the best, that you're giving God your best in all parts, as a minister of a song, as you know, with your appearance and everything else. But let's not forget the true message, the true message, the true message. And I tell you this, a lot of singers have been broken down from this, I'll just say even from the show. You know, and I guess that's the thing I wanted to talk about as well. You know, how can it, you might say, how can that happen? It can happen when people go and they just want to sing for the Lord, but they're not accepted or whatever. You know, and so the biggest thing that I want for you guys to think about is this when it comes to shows like that. Who's to say that someone else is more anointed than another person? But we know when particular artists and ministers sing and we're moved because we feel everything they're saying, they're giving their best. And I guess that's what it comes down to. But in the midst of all that stuff, don't forget the real meaning. But I'll say this particular season was different from any other season. And I think this one, it was totally different in the sense of the different art, of the different people who were there. The different people who were there. I think that it was just so different. Because you had so many people who were worshipers. You had so many, you know, and they had church. I know I was shouting all in my house, but at the same time, I just want to encourage you guys, don't let nothing be about winning a car or winning the contest. Let it be about ultimately winning souls for Christ and to have the opportunity to actually get your music out there, to actually minister and reach people, you know. But we're going to talk more about that. If you have some more questions for me, the number here is 646-595-4311. Number here is 646-595-4311. I'm going to play this song. It's a song that I love. It's called Jesus, It's You. This is by Sonny R. I'll be right back.
You're the one, never would have made it this far. I'm so dedicated to you. So many times you have proven to me that you are a God of grace and mercy. I can truly say that there is no one like you. You've been right there by my side. What was wrong, you made it right. Savior, I owe you my life. The one that I worship, oh, anybody, go exalt him and worship him. Somebody, somebody, anybody, anybody, go exalt him and worship him.
Hello, this is G-Wright. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. That was Jesus, It's You. That was by Sonny R. Out of the New York area. If you're tuning in today, I just want to encourage you guys to definitely send me an email message if you would like to. My email message is, is gwrightonline@yahoo.com. It's gwrightonline@yahoo.com. And one of the things I wanted to also encourage you is this. If you haven't, check out my official website at gwrightonline@yahoo.com. gwrightonline.com. That's my official website. My email is gwrightonline@yahoo.com. Also, feel free to send me some IMs on Yahoo. My IM name is gwrightonline. It's gwrightonline. Hope you guys are having a good night. We'll keep things rolling right now with an artist who needs no introduction on the Heart of Love Radio Show, none other than Mr. Odom. And I'm looking for a good song. You know, I know that God will make a way, and God is worthy. He's worthy of all of our praise. This is God is Worthy by Willie Odom.
My God is worthy. Got up, I've spoken a long time.
Thank you.
you guys enjoyed that. That was Thank You, Lord, by my cousin, Eureka A. Wright. You're listening to the Heart of Love radio show coming to you live. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. I just wanted to send a shout-out to some friends of mine. I know that several people have either lost grandparents or parents or aunts, uncles. I just say a prayer for you guys. And I pray that God will bless you, that God will touch your lives, and during this time of bereavement that you're going through. On that note, I'm going to play this song, and then we're going to finish talking about Sunday's Best. I'm going to play this song for my CD entitled All Things Are Possible. This is Just Pray.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our name.
Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
I just want to send a shout out to my friends who are listening right now. This is G Wright coming to you. Yes, we just need to just pray. I'm praying for you and for your family. I'm praying for those of you who are going through. You know who you are. And I pray that God will give you peace in this time that you're going through. And let's pray for our nation right now. Let's pray for those who need prayer. Let's pray for each other. Let's pray for our strength in the Lord. We're at a place where we have to make some important decisions. You know, so let's pray for each other. I'm praying for you, and I pray that you'll pray for me, because it's all about reaching those who are lost. It's all about reaching people's hearts and letting them know that God loves them and that Jesus Christ was sent here, that he bled and died, but rose again on the third day for you and for me. That's the good message of the gospel. And talking about the gospel, we're talking about Sonny's Best tonight. The number here is 646-595-4311. I really would like to know what you guys think about Sonny's Best. You know, what do you think about this this Sunday's finale? What do you think about the winner? Was it hard for you to imagine which one would win? You know, if you're watching the show, you would have seen that there's so many different talented artists this year, and the judges, you know, phenomenal. You had none other than Tina from Mary Mary, and make sure. Then you had Yolanda Adams, and then you had my boy Donnie McClurkin. And then not only did you have that, but you also had none other as a vocal coach. Now, please do not get upset with me because I'm not remembering her name. Who can forget her name? Oh, my goodness. If you guys out there, I need you to call in and help me remember the name of the vocalist who was, she's phenomenal. She is phenomenal. And she was on Sonny's Best. And she is just phenomenal. Ordinarily, I would not forget her name at all. But for some reason, I am forgetting her name. I don't believe it. She's just phenomenal. And any other time, I would have had her. I would be remembering her name right now. But for some reason, it is not happening. It is not happening. But it's going to come to me in a minute. If you're listening, the number here is 646-595-4311. And we're talking about Sonny's Best and not getting off guard and off topic. What I want to talk with you guys about was, did things happen the way that you thought they were going to turn out? Well, thank you, B-Ron. I appreciate it, B-Ron. B-Ron just hit me up and told me, Kim Burrell, yes. She's phenomenal. Kim Burrell is phenomenal. And I just have to say that this was a really an anointed cast. But can you really judge the anointing that's on somebody's life? And can you say that whether someone's life is more anointed than someone else's music? When it comes to gospel music, because gospel music is unlike any other music that's out there. You know, can you really say that someone's more anointed than someone else? And when it came down, I can say this, that when it came down to the last two artists, which were LeAndrea and Elder, you know, they both had inspirational stories. They both had gone through a whole bunch. Elder was 79 years old. He's 79 years old. He looked great, and he sounded great. Well, was he necessarily the best artist up there? I would not necessarily say that he was, but he was anointed. His music was anointed. His song choice, and God was with them, and God kept them even in the midst of that whole competition, because that's a lot for a 79-year-old to go through. But he did a great job. LeAndrea, you know, she had lost everything. So, and it was just amazing how God, you know, basically built her up. She was basically rebuilt to me on this show through this competition. Yeah, you know, and just like a friend of mine just kind of wrote, LeAndrea is anointed, but more anointed? No, you can't judge that. And I agree that. I agree with that. You can't judge the anointing. The person is anointed, they're anointed in their way. Now, vocally, can we judge which one sounds the best? You know, we know what sounds good and what doesn't sound good. But when it comes to gospel music, you know, the reason why I'm asking these questions is because I've heard people say things like, oh, this person is more anointed than that person, or you know, but we know whether someone sounds good or not. We know someone sounds better than the other one, but we have to be careful when we use the word anointing and saying this person is more anointed than that person. So is it a positive experience? Because for those of you who just basically tuned in, a friend of mine had earlier said this. He made a comment. I'm going to reread it again because some of you guys, I know I have probably might have missed it if you weren't here earlier. What he said was this. We are getting away from the meaning of what we are trying to do, and that's to win souls and to deliver. The show is to win earthly things, money, cars, recording contracts. Where is God in this? Where is God in this? And then another question, another statement by the same person, is this. Yes, the show is good to intro new artists, but if you win, then what is about the win or about God? You know? And basically, also, this, you know, basically this might make, he made this point. This can be a touchy point. This can be a touchy topic. And it can be a touchy topic. It's a topic that I think that so many people are responding. And I hope that you'll call in. The number here is 646-595-4311. 646-595-4311. One friend wrote this. I think vocally it's really a personal choice, but would never judge an anointing. Yes, when souls. He preached when he said it. Yeah, he did preach when he said that. He did. That was Mr. Odom. I can say that was Mr. Odom. And I have to say this, that so much happens behind the scenes. And I know because I know people who have been involved in that. And, you know, so much goes on behind the scenes. And I just hope that in Christendom, that even in the process of going through a competition, that we will treat each other truly like Christians. But no, right now, real quickly, I'm going to go to this song. This song is He Knows, and it's a duet between Karen Clark Sheard and her sister Dorinda. And I'll be right back.
Drop it like this. Jam. I want you to sing this here with a lot of emotion.
Does he know about how I can't get to sleep at night? Does he know about all this pain and tears I cry? Does he know about the things I love, everything under the sun? Does he know all of our secrets we hold so tight? Does he know how hard it is cold sometimes? Does he know my weakness when I feel like I want to choke somebody? Does he know all of my needs beyond my thoughts? Does he know all of my joy that I lost? He knows all about our struggles. Hey, he knows. Yes, he does. All about our struggles. He knows. Every
at the end of the day, I believe that when we talk about what's in our hearts and about the show, about Sunday's Best, I think that the biggest thing really comes about what's really in your heart. What's really in your heart. Now, for me, you know, I'm an artist, and I'm doing the Heart Love Radio Show because, you know, there's, first of all, I wanted to promote my music, and I wanted to promote other people's music who don't actually have the opportunity to promote their music. And what happens is this, you know, it is about spreading the gospel, and it's about spreading other artists and those who are trying to come up as well. So I hope for myself as my CD begins to go national pretty soon, that I will never forget. I'll never forget what God is bringing me through right now, and that I'll also continue to help artists who are trying to come up. You know, and I think the biggest thing is really just look at our hearts. What is it about? You know, I would personally, you know, certain things, you know, you share with people and certain things you don't. But I think I can share this. What I'm going to share with you guys is this. You know, our main goal should be to reach those who are lost and bring them to the cross without a cost. You know, when you do music and things like that, you know you're creating something that you hope people will support your ministry. And then while you're being supported financially, that's what's free you up so you can even go and tell even more people. But I think it's really about your heart. What's in your heart? You know, and the biggest thing is this, even when the lights, cameras, and different things go up, you know, what are you going to do? Because at the end of the show, I believe that at the end of our ministry, at the end of everything, it gets to a point of, like a song by Daryl Coley, when the music stops, that's when I live my song. You know, I'm going to have to get that. I'm going to have to get the CD of that. I have the tape version. When the music stops, that's when I live my song. You know, we're going to continue talking about this next week because this topic is so hot, and I have so many people eyeing me. And I just have to say this. You know, I appreciate all your support because I need you, Willie. I need you, B-Ron. I need you, Broussard. I need you, T-A-Z. I need you, Mom, Aunt, Uncles, Cousins. I need you. You need me. We need each other. And when it comes to even competitions about Sunday's Best, it's really to say, what is the heart? What is the issue? What's the reason? What's the design for the show? I hope that when people are out there, and I believe that the judges would say this, they have said this before, that it will be about spreading the gospel. It'll be about people really connected to songs and what they're singing about to help them in their ministry. God bless you guys. I look forward to seeing you next Tuesday from 9 to 10. And then we're going to finish this discussion, part two, on next Thursday from 6 to 7. God bless you. We're going to leave things right now with this song, and it's called Another Day. God bless you guys.
I wake up in the morning and the sun shines across my face. I know the Lord, He's blessed me with another day. Oh, as I walk along my Christian journey, and I cross the stormy bay and raging sea, I know that He will keep me in perfect peace.
another day, another day. He has blessed me another day, another day. Just one more day. Another day, another day, another day.